Well, hello, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Without Excuse Devotional Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wallerzak, and as always, I am so thankful that you've tuned in today. The topic for our discussion today is simply thankful. You know, it's hard to believe that another year has rolled around, and this week we will be celebrating the holiday of Thanksgiving. I hope that you and your family and friends have an opportunity to spend some quality time together, making memories and remembering all of the things that God has blessed you with, and have an opportunity to thank Him for all of the great memories and things that you have been a part of this past year. Sometimes we can take those blessings that we get on a day-to-day basis for granted, and this sure is a great time of year to simply remember how God has blessed you. You know, I'm so thankful for time with my family. If you've followed the Without Excuse Ministries podcast or seen my videos at Midwest Whitetail, you know that family is a huge part of my life. My wife and I have 7 children, soon to be 8. In December, we'll be welcoming another baby into the world, and it is a boy, and his name is going to be Uriah Brad Wallerzak. So my wife and I are thankful at this point. She has had a very good pregnancy. The baby's healthy, and we look forward to welcoming Uriah into the world in December. But beyond that, we just have so many things to be thankful for. One of the things that I am most thankful for is the fact that God Himself loved me enough to send His one and only begotten Son into the world to die for me. Jesus died upon a cruel Roman cross in order to pay for my sin. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates His love in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We know that John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life." And so we know these great truths, and we know that if we will put our faith and trust in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can be saved from our sin. Today, I am just simply thankful for that eternal truth, and I'm thankful that today I can know, because I've placed my trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I'm saved. You know, friend, beyond that, as I mentioned a minute ago, you may know me through the lens of Midwest Whitetail and watching our hunting videos on the screen, or maybe you know me because you follow Without Excuse Ministries and you see our various ministry videos we create and watch our hunts there as well. Or maybe you've met me at a wild game dinner and we've had opportunity to speak at a wild game dinner and get to know one another there. The reality is, that is simply just a small piece of the overall picture of my life. Yes, you might know me through the lens of the computer screen, but there really is a whole backstory that goes on in our lives. And so I just wanted to share with you just a verse of scripture that was laid on my heart last night as I began to think about this devotional for today. Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 says this: "Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content." In verse 12, he goes on to say, "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." You know, this past year, honestly, has been somewhat of a tough year for me and my family. We've faced some very difficult times and some very difficult challenges throughout this past year. But one of the things I can honestly say is, I am thankful that through these challenges, I am learning to be content. I am learning that God Himself is there right with us as we have walked through these very hard and sometimes difficult times. And I'm learning to lean heavily upon Jesus and my need for Him. And as Paul said here, I am learning that no matter what the situation, whether I'm low or I'm high, or I am in need or that I have plenty, I am learning the secret to contentment, and that truly is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So many times we let our situations dictate whether we're going to be happy or have true joy. There really is a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness really is tied to the moment and the situation. And the reality is, I can be in a situation that doesn't make me happy, but I can have joy, because joy comes from something different. True joy comes from knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and knowing that He is right there to help you in your time of need. So today I hope that's encouraged you a little bit. I can't help but think of something my good friend, photographer and author Brad Herndon says many times, whether it's in an email to me or when we're wrapping things up on the phone. Many times Brad will say, "Paul, remember, the word of the day is still thankful." Well, friend, that's all the time we have for today. Once again, I hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving, building memories together. I want you to know that if you have any thoughts in reference to the content or teaching that you've heard today, feel free to email me at paul@withoutexcuseministries.com. And remember, until we meet again, to be safe, shoot straight, and enjoy your time in God's great outdoors.